we're about 50 yards away from where it happened, as it happened. But we were backing on to where it happened. If you imagine, you can go around that particular market in a circle. We'd started exactly where it happened and then walked around, stopped for a meal, came back round, and we were just going to get back to where it happened. And my daughter decided to, she wanted to look in a particular kiosk, so we all went in there. And had we carried on, we'd have ended up exactly where it happened, as it happened, if you know what I mean. So we were very close to it.
So it's quite a lucky escape. When did you realise that something had gone wrong?
Well, we just heard this enormous rumble, You know, you didn't, just not a normal sound you hear. And you think, what was that? And then I just saw loads of legs running. So I was looking down onto the street area, and I could just see these legs and more and more and more of them, far more than you think is normal. And I shouted to my son-in-law, and I said, come outside, something's going on. And and then we followed that, and just with that we saw people crying and looking very distraught. And then people all of a sudden all coming running back the other direction towards us.
When it first happened, was it quite clear that something sinister had gone on?
Yeah, I think so, because to see stall holders crying, they're a pretty tough mob, aren't they, out in the freezing cold all day. And, you know, looking very distraught, we knew something bad had gone on.
But did you at first, did you think it could have been a terror attack, or could you think it might have just been a tragic accident?
No, I thought straight away it was a terror. I didn't know him. I just straight away, with the world as it is now, I thought it's another one, you know. I just seemed to know. You just think, well, that's someone's been at it, and couldn't believe it, really, you know. Because I'm always saying to my wife, well, it's such a big world. You know, there's no reason we'd have to be in the same place as it happened, and we were 50 yards away. So.
Quite, you know, yeah.
So it did happen.
And you're still in the German capital today. What's the mood like there at the moment?
Well, the mood around where it happened, the mood in the rest of Berlin, probably wouldn't know anything had happened. But around the area where it did happen, there's flowers being laid out around one place, loads of flowers. And it's a very eerie silence, and that particular market is closed.
I know you said you're only out there for a short amount of time. Has what happened made you want to come home, or do you still feel safe where you are?
No, never. I think it's happened. It's happened. No reason why it's going to happen again. You know, that thing that happened in Nice. I didn't expect someone to drive down with a lorry the next day in the same road. I mean, it's happened. And it's over, you know. And I wouldn't want anything like that from people like that to ruin people's lives and ruin their, you know. We got to carry on as normal, like in the old days, let's say. You know, you can't let these people beat you, so we just have to get on and enjoy ourselves, or try and enjoy ourselves. But it is a different atmosphere.